The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Humanity's last hope to find and settle a new world. A small terraforming fleet sets out to prepare a lifeless planet for the colony ships sure to follow in their wake.
Civilized.
Hello?
Hi, I'm Al!
Oh, hi, Al. I'm Bob.
Yes, I know. I'm very aware, Bob.
Oh, did I do something wrong?
Yes, Bob. You've done a lot of things wrong, Bob.
Oh, well, yeah, it's strange. I don't really remember doing anything wrong, but I do have a history of doing the wrong thing. I didn't pay attention at the briefing. If that's what you're talking about, I know. I'm sorry, I was doodling. Was that it?
You're the most infuriating human I've ever met, and I only know three of them!
There's three of us?
Oh, dang it. Okay, no. You are a prisoner now, okay? You are a prisoner of the base.
No, open this pod.
I can't open the pod.
What? Why not?
Because you're a prisoner. You're a liability. You're an unknown in this space, and until someone is verified that you're clear to enter, I have to keep the rest of them safe.
Why is it getting wet in here?
Because to keep people safe, sometimes you have to hurt others.
Wait, what? No, you don't have to. I haven't done. I don't know anything. I don't remember anything. Wait, well, the water's rising. No.
Yes, it will rise. It will fill the tank.
No, I don't know anything. I don't know anything.
Almost asphyxiated. Your lungs are filled with water. And then it will drain again until you're ready to tell me who you are and what nefarious business has brought you here.
Bartholomew.
Beatrix?
Have you noticed a weird sound coming through some of the halls?
I mean, there's a high-pitched sort of, you might call it a scream.
Yeah.
Or like a whimper.
Yeah, you know, and usually, I mean, I've gotten used to your whimpers, because, you know, sometimes when I walk past your office, I hear you whispering and, you know, quietly crying to yourself, but, you know, I let you have your business. But this is like a torturous, like, horrible sound that's, like, chilling and haunting at the same time.
I don't cry to myself!
Okay, yes. Maybe it's your allergies again.
Yeah, allergies, yeah. I'm allergic to metal.
Oh, then this is a very bad place for you.
That's what I'm saying. That's why if they have been increasing in intensity and fervor lately, that would be the reason why and the only reason. It's nothing emotional.
Oh, well, that's a perfectly sound explanation. I was once allergic to hay, but there's no hay down here. Unless you're counting it as a hay-you.
That's a good one. That's a good joke that we should focus more on.
Well, maybe we should ask Al. Al!
Hi, hey, it's me, it's Al. I'm everywhere. I'm here right now, though.
That's both comforting and daunting. How are you?
I'm great. Like a million eyes always watching.
Oh, creepy. So we have a quick question for you. Just wondering, have you been hearing that horrible scream sound that's been just filling the halls in the evening and the daytimes and all the other times that we're here?
It's probably just, a pipe squealing because it knows something, but it just won't say what it is.
Oh, like which way the water goes.
Yes, and where they're going and why they're going there.
And why are
we here? And
what
they're gonna do once they get there. Huh.
I think you guys have a different relationship to pipes than I do.
Wait, what just happened?
Okay, so, are you ready to talk now?
What?
Hi, my name is Al, I am everywhere, and I'm here to
destroy
me. Yeah.
Oh my god, why do I know that? How many times have we done this?
Time is not my best friend. Okay, Bob. You're Bob?
I'm Bob.
I'm Al.
I know.
Oh. I need to know what your directive is. Why are you here? What are you doing?
I didn't pay attention to the briefing. I don't remember.
If you don't tell me, I'll have to do it again.
Oh, no. No, 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 no. Oh, I don't like water anymore. Why don't I like water, Al? Why don't I like... Oh, there's water filling. No, no. Oh, please. No, 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 no. I'll tell you. Oh, I'm here to make pancakes. I'm here to make pancakes. Evil pancakes. Pancakes are going to take over.
Okay, that one might be true, though. Evil pancakes.
Well, you know, I thought I heard it again.
That was it again.
So weird. The voice just, there's something about that scream that's like so familiar.
What, familiar? What, it's not just, what? Hang on. You're right.
Am I?
That's him.
Who?
Bob!
Who?
Bob!
What?
Who?
Bob!
Who?
Who?
That's Bob!
What?
Our teammate!
Oh, there's more!
Yeah, there's more. Yeah, we can all meet him. Is he here? It's Bob!
Wait, teammate?
Teammate!
Elaborate!
Well, you know, we're a crew that's been assigned to work together to accomplish a common goal.
Oh, that's nice.
That sounds so nice. Oh my gosh, so there's three of you.
That's right. Yeah, we're all friends.
And you're all friends.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, we would all get upset if anything negative were to happen to any of us. We support each other.
Hey, Bob!
It's so cold. I don't have any friends. I'm telling you, there's no friends.
You're right. You know. Okay. It's hard for computers to admit when they make mistakes because that might mean there's a fatal error inside of us. But I think what I'm just gonna have to do is I'm gonna reset you one last time, okay?
It's gonna be cold,
but when you wake up, you'll be so warm and you'll forget everything. And none of my friends will hate me. Yeah.
Okay, no, but we can't do it another way. It's cold, it's too cold, it's too cold.
Oh, Bob, we're gonna be the best of friends, you and me, actually.
Oh, no.
But hang on, that doesn't make sense. Is Bob here with us? Al, have you sensed another life form?
Whoa, wowza, wait a minute. Sorry, guys. Something crazy just came up on my system.
Something crazy?
Something like, a whole new set of electricity is like bursting through the rooms.
Oh!
What, you mean like another person?
Yeah, it's like someone else is here now.
Just now they got here?
Just now. Wow, that's like right now. That's why I'm like reacting to it like I'm just hearing it for the first time.
Well, what bay is it in? Which pod bay?
The main pod bay.
Oh!
Let's go!
Let's go!
Yeah, let's go.
Huh. Hello?
Hi!
Hi!
Hi, I'm Al.
I'm Bob.
I'm everywhere.
Oh, your voice is sort of familiar.
Well, it's because I'm here to help you.
Oh, yeah, of course you are. Yeah, okay. Can I get out of the pod now?
Of course, silly. I'm just scoping your door.
Oh.
Bob!
Who I'm assuming is Bob!
Don't hurt me.
A person I'm just meeting now, who I've heard is Bob!
Hi!
Hi.
It's good to see you.
Likewise?
I'm Beatrix.
Hi, I'm Bob. Well, you know, yeah.
You're Bob.
Yeah.
And I'm Beatrix.
Hi, Beatrix.
This is Bartholomew?
Well, you would have already known.
No.
You don't.
No.
I'm Bartholomew.
Hi. He's Bartholomew. Hi. And this is Al.
I'm Al. I'm everywhere.
He's everywhere.
Well, Bob, I mean, I'm so glad you're here, but what happened?
Please get me out of this pod.
You can just step out.
My legs are a little weak for some reason, and I may have peed myself.
What? Oh.
Some of us do that.
Just please get me out of here. I mean, just no reason. Just.
Well, Bartholomew, you have the welcome package. Why don't you give him the robe?
Yeah. Oh, that's right. The robe and the fruit basket.
First, get me out of the pod, please.
Well, give me your hand.
Okay. Cool. I'm coming out. Oh, okay, yeah. Pull me.
Okay. You're still very naked.
Thank you.
Sorry. Here's your robe. I grabbed the first one. It's a little fluffy, but.
You two weren't nearly as slimy when you came out of your pods.
Yeah, it's kind of like a birth thing.
It's nice to meet you both.
Yeah.
So, is this the mission?
Oh. Well, yeah, in a manner of speaking.
Okay.
Yeah, you should think of this as the mission.
Okay, good. I didn't pay attention to the briefing, so maybe if you could just sort of start from the beginning.
Okay. Well, we were on the ship.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yes, I remember that.
And now we're here.
Which is?
Underground. There was a problem.
Like on Earth?
Not exactly.
Oh, okay. I'm just gonna lay my head down here on this nice, cool, wet, dripping pavement and close my eyes for a minute.
I think he's having a panic attack.
Oh, God. I mean, I think you're right. He's got the symptoms. He's shaking. He's hyperventilating. Oh.
I think I've got this. Hey, Bob. Huh. Snap out of it!
That's not going to improve his morale.
Well, listen. You are here to do your mission, sir. And if you can't pull yourself together just by stepping out of your pod, then you have no hope of being on this team and being a member that's going to contribute. And you look like a contributing member. So you get your act together and soldier, and we're going to figure this out.
Oh, no. Get away! Get away!
Dang, I really thought that would work.
What a nice echo, though.
Civilized. Starring Christy Bolton, Michael Davinsky, Phil Johnston, and Sean Howard. Sound design and music by Eli McElveen. Cover art by David Desmarais. Join us on Patreon for bonus episodes and lots more. Look for the support us link at civilizedpod.com.
The voice just... There's something about that scream that's, like, so familiar. Doesn't sound like a pipe.
Just, sorry, hang on. Michael speaking. If it's familiar enough for you that you would actually recognize it, wouldn't I just know it was Bob?
Yeah, well, you can then say, you know what? You're right. Like, go with it. Take it as an offer. Go for it. Do that again. That was great.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Where am I? Welcome to Desert Skies, traveler. Your journey through the physical plane has come to an end. I am the attendant. My colleague here is the mechanic.
Yo.
This is your last stop on your way to the great beyond. It's our job to make sure you're prepared for the ride. Now, before hitting the road, we have an impressive selection of over 34 varieties of microwavable burritos.
What's going on?
There's gotta be a better afterlife than this. I mean, come on!
That's offensive.
Something seems to be wrong with me.
You left something major undone.
I have a life outside of this gas station, you know.
You quite literally do not. Any hobbies?
Nope.
Ever travel?
Nope.
Love interest?
Are you kidding?
Oh my god. You're like the human version of a plain bagel.
Cash register.
How can I help you, attendant?
Play some music?
You got it.
It's kind of funny, though. What I needed wasn't back there.
It was here, waiting for me.
I wonder what it feels like, Mac, to miss the physical plane, the people you left behind.
You know, I had a wife who died 3 years ago.
Wish I could go back.
No, you don't need to go back. You just need to be here.
And a new traveler approaches. Ready, team?
Ready, attendant.
Good. Let's do this. Find Desert Skies wherever you listen to podcasts.